Ethan. Methinks now you are in an excellent good temporality. Your pulsage beats as extraordinarily as heart would desire, and your colour, I'll warrant you, is as red as any rose in good truth now. But by my faith, you have drunk too much tonight. And that's a marvellous searching wine, and it poisons the blood. Ere one can say, what's this? How do you now?
Better than I was.
Oh, why, that's well said. A good heart's worth gold. Now, here comes the John.
Empty the John. Oh, no, Mistress Doll.
Sick of a calm. Yay, good fame.
There's all those set. And there'll be ones in a calm, they're sick.
Come, Hawks, damn you. You're muddy, Ralph.
Is that all the comfort you give me?
You make fat rascals, Mr. Stoll.
I make them. Gluttony and diseases make them. I make them not.
If the cook helped to make the gluttony, you helped to make the diseases, Mr. Stoll. We catch him, you doll. We catch him. Grant that, my poor virtue. Grant that.
Hang yourself, you muddy conger. Hang yourself.
By my soul, this is the old fashioned. You too, never me, but you fall to some discord.
You are both in good faith as dramatic as two dry toasts. You cannot one bear with another's confirmities. What a good year.
One must bear.
And that must be you. You are the weaker vessel, as they say. The emptier vessel.
And a weak, empty vessel.
There,
that's a huge full of bread. There's an old merchant vessel of Bordeaux happening. You've not seen a Hulk. Better stuff in the hold.
Come. I'll be friends with thee, Jack.
Thou art going to the wall. Whether I shall ever see thee again or no, there's nobody cares.
I shall pistol this below. Who'll speak with you?
Hang him, swaggering laughing. Well, let him not come hither. It is a foul-mouthed rogue, isn't it? If he swagger, let him not come here. No, by my troth, I must live among my neighbours. I'll no swaggerers. I am in good name and fame with the very best. Shut the door. There comes no swaggerers here. I have not lived all this while. You have swaggering now. Shut the door, I pray you.
Just stay here, hostess.
Pray you pacify yourself, Sir John. There comes no swaggerers here.
Just so here, it is mine entrance.
Chilly valley, Sir John, and your ancient swagger comes not in my doors. I was before Master Tissit, the deputy, t'other day, and as he said to me, it was no longer ago than Wednesday last by my faith. Neighbour Quickly, says he. Master Dunn, our minister, was by then. Neighbour Quickly, says he. Receive those that are civil, for, said he, you are in an ill name. Now, I said so, I can tell whereupon. For, said he, you are an honest woman and well thought of, therefore take heed what guests you receive. Receive no swaggering companions, there comes none here. You would bless you to hear what he said. No, I'll no swaggerer.
He's no swaggerer. Tinkerer. You mistook him as gently as a puppy greyhound. Call him up, Marmol.
A cheater, call you him? I bar no honest man my house, nor no cheater. But I do not love swaggering. I am the worst when one says swagger. Oh, feel, masters, how I shake. Oh, look, you have opportunity.
Oh, you do, I
say. Do I? Yay. In good faith, do I? Swear an aspen leaf. Oh, I cannot abide swaggerers.
God save you,
Sir John. Welcome, ancient pistol. Pistol, I charge you with a cup of sack. Do you discharge upon mine hostess?
I will discharge her, Sir John, with two bullets. Oh,
pistol proof, sir. You shall not harm the offender.
Come, I'll bring no proofs nor no bullets. I'll bring no more than will do me good for no man's pleasure, I.
Then to you, Mistress Dorothy, I will charge you.
Charge me? I scorn you. Scurvy companion.
What, you?
Poor, base, mean, rascally, cheating, lucky-linen mate. Away, you mouldy rogue, away. I am meat for your master.
Oh, I know you, Mistress Dorothy.
Away, you perverse rascal. You filthy bum. Away. I'll buy this wine. I'll cross my knife with your mouldy chap. And you play the faulty cuttle with me. Away, you bottle-out rascal. You basket-ill,
tiles, young lady. Since when, I pray you, sir, got life with 2 points on your shoulders?
What?
There's no more pistol. I would not have you go off here. Discharge yourself of our company, pistol.
No, Captain Pistol, not here. Sweet Captain.
Captain? Help on the ball game, sweeper.
I'm not ashamed to be called Captain. And Captains were in my mind. They were chucking you out for taking their names upon you before you earned them. You, a Captain. You, say, for what?
For carrying a poor old mump in a body out.
Here, yeah. Captain. Hanging rogue. He lifts upon Moses' 2 prunes and dry cake. Ah, Captain. There are Captains that need look.
Let me hear the mistress, doll.
Good, Ison. Downstairs, good, Ison.
Right, I tell you, Corporal Barnoff. I shall tear her. I'll be revenged on her.
God, Captain Pistol, be quiet. It's very late. I beseech you, aggravate your collar.
These be good humours, indeed. Shall pack horses and hollow pampered jades in Asia that cannot go but 30 miles a day compare with Caesar and with cannibals and Trojan Greeks? Nay, rather damn them with King Cerberus and let the world king roar. Shall we fall foul for toys?
By my troth, Captain, these are bitter words.
Then feed and be fat, my fair. Come, give some sack. See what you may torment you. Sparato me contento.
Crazy, go down. Good, I
say. Here we broadside know the fiendish fire.
Ah, sweetheart, lie thou there.
What? We come to 4 points here, and our et cetera's nothing.
I would be quiet.
Sweet night, I kiss. Beneath what we have seen, the 7 stars.
Oh. Something downstairs.
But
I cannot endure such a fussy and
loud going. Thrust me downstairs.
Put him down, Barnoff, like a some brute silly.
This will go to a brawl, man. I go downstairs.
Shall we have a decision? Shall we imbrue the jet or ruffians? A bridge right over all days. One in the grievous gas that gave him wounds. And twine the sisters three. Galactropos, I say.
It is to be stopped,
Lord. Give me my rapier.
Between a pair of sheets.
The music has come, sir.
Well, let them play. Please, sir.
Sit on my knee, John. Rascal bragging slave. The room flipped for me like quicksilver, weren't
you? Your face. Thou followest him like a church. You awesome little tidy Bartholomew boar pig. So wilt thou leave fighting a day and boying in a night and begin to patch up thine old body for heaven?
Peace, good doll. Do not speak like a death's head. Do not bid me remember mine end.
Sarah, what
you, Mr. Twinkle.
Good shallow young fellow. Who would have made a good panther? Would have chipped bread well.
They say that Poins has a good wit.
He a good wit? Hang him, baboon. His wit's as thick as Tewkesbury mustard.
Why does the shrimp love him so then?
Because their legs are both of a bigness, and plays it quite swell, and swears with a good grace. And other such gamble faculties as that show a weak mind and an able body. For the prince himself is such another. Oh, the weight of a hair will turn the scales between their avoir du poids.
Yes, sir. Not this knave of a wheel had his ears cut off. Let's beat him before his whore. Look, when the withered elder had on his pole clawed like a parrot. Is it not strange that desire should so many years outlive the performance? Saturn and Venus this year in conjunction. What says the almanac to that?
Thou dost give me flattering buses.
By my troth, I kiss thee with a most constant heart.
I'm old.
I love thee better. And I love ever scurvy young boy. The moon.
Stuff will have a kirtle. I shall receive the money Thursday. Shall have a cap tomorrow. And a merry song come. Goes late when to bed. Thou'lt forget me when I'm gone.
Ah, Joe, now set me a weeping and thou say so. Move that ever I dress myself handsome till thou return. Well, hearken to the end.
Some sack, Francis.
What
a bastard son of the king's.
What?
And art not thou Poins, his brother?
Why, thou glow with simple continence, what a life dost thou lead?
Well, better than thou. I'm a gentleman. Thou art a drawer.
Very true, sir, and I come to draw you out by the ear.
Now the Lord bless that sweet face of thine. I'll tease you. Are you sacrificed?
Oh, thou whoreton. Mad compound of majesty, by this light flesh and corrupt blood, thou'rt welcome.
Oh, that fool, I call you.
My lord, he would drive you out of your revenge and turn all to merriment if you take not the heat.
Horse
and tangle, mind you. How vilely did you speak of me even now? Before this honest, virtuous, civil gentlewoman.
Oh, now, God's blessing on your good heart. So she is by my throat.
Oh, so you hear me?
Yes. Oh. And you knew me as you did when you ran away by Gad's Hill. You knew I was at your back and spoken on purpose to try my pace.
No, not so. No, I did not think I was within hearing.
Oh, I shall drive thee then to confess the willful abuse. What? And now I know how to handle
well,
you.
Well, no abuse, Hal. My honour, no abuse.
Not. Displease me and call me pantler and friendship, or I know not.
Oh, no abuse, Hal.
No abuse.
No abuse into the world. No. I disgrace him before the wicked, and the wicked might not fall in love with me. In which doing I've done the part of a careful friend and a true subject, and my father is to give me thanks for it. No abuse, Hal. None, no fake voice, none.
See now, whether pure fear or entire cowardice does not make thee wrong this virtuous gentlewoman to close with us. Is she of the wicked? Is thine hostess here of the wicked? Or thy boy of the wicked? Or are his Bardock who steals bands in his nose of the wicked?
The fiend hath pricked down Bardock irrecoverably. And his face is Lucifer's privy kitchen, where he does nothing but roast more. The boy will... There's a good angel about him, but the devil outbids him, too.
For the women?
For one of them, she's in hell already and burns poor souls. For the other, I owe her money. And whether she be damned for that, I know not.
Warren. Knock so loud, the door.
Peter, my lord! Peter, what's the news?
King, your father is at Westminster, and there are 20 weak and weary posts come from the north.
And as I came along, I met and overtook a dozen captains, bare-headed, sweating, knocking at the taverns and asking everyone for Sir John Falstaff.
I hadn't pointed out very much to blame, so I live to explain the precious time. Give me my sword and cloak.
Falstaff?
Good night.
Oh, now comes in the sweetest morsel of the night, and we must hence and leave it unpicked.
Now, what? You must have caught presently a dozen captains stay at door for you.
Farewell, Don. You see, my good wenches, how men of menace are sought after. The undeserver may sleep when the man of action is called on. Farewell. If I be not sent away post, I'll see you again ere I go.
I cannot see. My heart be not ready to burst. Sweet Jack, have a care of that
one. Farewell. Farewell!
Very well.
Farewell.
I've known thee 29 years, some peace club time, and an honest, true-hearted man. Well, very well.